Exploring Our Cultural Backgrounds. Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Students interviewed teachers to learn about how they blend their culture and traditions with American culture. This podcast highlights voices from John Muir Elementary School and tells the story of a unique multicultural school community.
Miss Venus was born in the Philippines, a country in Southeast Asia. She moved to Seattle when she was 6 years old. She is an instructional assistant here at John Muir Elementary School. We talked to Miss Venus about all the things that make up culture.
For me, culture is about who you are, the things that you believe in, the things you celebrate, what you eat, what you do at home, practices. I think that it's what is passed down to you from your family, but it could also be from the people around you. You could pick up culture from your friends, from your peers, from people at school. It's things that are passed down to you, but also things that you can learn from others.
Miss Venus talks to us about the languages she speaks and where she learned them.
I was born in the Philippines, so my first language is Ilocano. And then I moved here to Seattle when I was 6 years old. So I learned how to speak English, and then I learned how to speak Tagalog, which is another Filipino language. So I speak three languages.
We talked to Ms. Venus about how she would describe American culture and how diverse it is.
I think American culture is a mix of different cultures, because I think that this is a place where it's so diverse and there are so many people with different cultures and they get to share it with everybody. And like I said earlier, culture is something that you can learn from others. And if you, you know, look around a room that you're in, you're not going to look the same as everybody. And you're going to learn about their cultures and you might be able to celebrate things from their culture or just learn about what they do and be appreciative of other people's cultures.
We all have different ways to celebrate our cultures. Miss Venus told us about her culture and how she celebrates it.
I celebrate my culture mainly at home. I have a lot of practices at home, like eating Filipino food or talking to my parents in Ilocano, or everything at home is literally Ilocano. So sometimes I speak English to them, but I can understand everything they're saying. The food we eat at home, I eat Filipino food every single day.
Some of the ways we show respect to our elders is by calling older girls Bajin or Urdu, making eye contact, and calling older men and women Mr. and Miss. Now Ms. Venus is going to tell us how she shows respect to her elders.
One important thing in my culture is respect, and a way to show respect is what you call people. So like my older brothers, I call them Manong, which is an old, like a sign of respect to them, calling them like big brother. But it doesn't necessarily have to be your family member. Like I could have a friend or my brother's friend that's older and I would still call him Manong because it's a sign of respect. Or like someone that's not actually my uncle or auntie, I would call them uncle and auntie. And so yeah, like even if I'm at school and Miss Domingo was here. Miss Domingo was one of your teachers, and she was here. I would have still called her Manong because that's a sign of respect to older people.
We talked to Miss Venus about her opinions on culture. We found out that she was born in the Philippines and that she speaks three languages. We learned that when people come to America, they can preserve the culture in many different ways.
Exploring Our Cultural Backgrounds. Voices from John Muir was produced by third grade students and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Special thanks to John Muir Elementary School teachers, Sylvie Kovnat, Tracy Thompson, and Willie Seidenstricker, Seattle Education Foundation, Harvest Foundation, and Washington State Arts Commission. Carlos Nieto and Jenny Cecil Moore were Jack Straw teaching artists. Original music by William Chapman Niaho, created through the Jack Straw Artist Support Program. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.